And joining us on the line right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers special teams coordinator, his 20th year in the league, his second with the Steelers. He spent 3 years with the Bills coaching special teams under Greg Williams. Happy to have our good buddy Danny Smith on the line with us. Danny, thank you very much for checking in. How are you doing?
Murph, thank you. It's a pleasure. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
From Central Catholic High School in Pittsburgh all the way around the NFL, right back to Pittsburgh, Danny. That's a great career route you just took there.
It really has. A lot of things changed. I hadn't lived in Pittsburgh in 32 years, and I never thought that would happen. But it's good to be home. As you know, there's some good things and bad things about that. It's been great to be around family, but some of my family wants to call the plays on Sunday, and they can't do that.
Even special teams guys get victimized by that, huh?
Yeah, you're not lying. Yeah. That's the dang truth.
Hey, when you left the Bills, Danny, you really put in 9 good, solid years with the Redskins. It seemed like you had found a home down there. That was a good setup, and you survived a couple of head coaches down there in Washington too.
I did, and it was a great stay. And to be honest with you, everywhere I've been, you know, my years in Buffalo, I cherish forever. My 9 years in Washington, the same. And it's like you said, an honor and a privilege to be back here in Pittsburgh and working for a hometown team. But it was a good run in Washington. Everywhere I've been has been a great run for me. I've enjoyed every single minute of it.
I was thinking about it today. Your first year in Buffalo, 2001, was also the year that Brian Moorman arrived on the scene. And there's Brian wearing the Buffalo Bills colors again. What did you think of that?
You know, it was funny. It was great to see him here. You know, I had practice today and yesterday. And, you know, I think a lot of him. You know, I knew he could be good in this league, but, you know, he's done it on his own. He's a great worker. He's a great athlete. And, he's had good years there that nobody else could probably match, and I think the world of him, and hopefully it'll go good for him again this year.
Brian's an elder statesman on the Buffalo roster. How has he changed, Danny, and how do you account for Brian Moorman's longevity in the NFL all these years?
Well, you know, it's a matter of consistency, you know. So I think one of the things, Murph, that gets overlooked in a lot of these professional athletes is their mental toughness. You know, you got to be mentally tough to do that for a long period of time and really play any position. Some of these guys, you know, the wear and tear on their bodies, and you got to take care of yourself to have that longevity. But I think the mental toughness is a thing that gets overlooked a lot. A lot of these guys that are good players and stay for a long time, they are mentally tough people, and he's, you know, very good at that, and he's got that trait.
You know, we talk about it a lot, but you've been around the league so much, it's worth asking you about. We always say, oh, it's got to be the toughest place in the league to punt, Ralph Wilson Stadium in Orchard Park. Is it really that tough, and what does that say to Brian Moorman to be able to hang in there so long?
It definitely is, and, you know, he's so quick to the ball. You know, he's a fast-twitch guy because of his athletic ability. His drop is a short drop, and he gets to the ball so fast. His ball don't move much when it's in air like that, and that's why he's so good at it. A lot of people don't get to the ball as fast as him, so their ball can fluctuate in some of those windy conditions. And that's the same kind of thing, and I say it all the time. We're doing with this extra point thing now, you know, with the 35-yard extra point, you know, and that whole bit, 33-yard extra point, all that stuff. And, you know, that kick in Buffalo in September is a lot different than Buffalo in December.
Yeah.
So anybody that says to take the extra point out of the game, I say if you think it's automatic, put a camera on the 32 special teams coaches in this league and see if they look like it's automatic.
That experiment, this is the final weekend of that preseason experiment with the 33-yard extra point kick. You're not a fan, Danny.
Well, you know, I just don't fool with the game. That's just my opinion. But they didn't ask me my opinion. So when they put the ball at the 15 to kick an extra point, that's what we'll do.
I saw where your kicker, Sean Sweezum, made an interesting point about if you're kicking from 33, there's absolutely no chance at all that a team is going to run a fake to try to get 2 points, which means the defensive team, the extra point defense, doesn't have to guard against a fake. I thought that's something that I hadn't thought of before.
Yeah, it really is, you know. And, you know, a 33-yard fake is tough to get. But in the same token, you know, if it does go through in time, if you choose to go for 2 points, you put the ball at the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
You have to make that decision rather than, a fake. You know, and I always have said, we've run some fakes and we've been successful and we've run some that haven't, just like everybody else has in this league. But you'd much rather put the ball in your quarterback's hands at that 4th-and-1 than you would in your punter's hands in most cases.
Yeah. Do the extra feet added to the goalpost, does that matter much to you? Do you have any thought on that at all, Danny?
It's just a different picture. I mean, it really is. The first time we came out and saw them, you know, when we went to New York last week and played the Giants in the first preseason game, it's just different. That looked a lot taller than that.
Yeah.
But anything that will help the league and give guys credit for if the kick's good or bad so the officials can make the correct call, you know, I'm four. So that should be a benefit for us all. It's just different. It looked a lot different.
Yeah. One more rules change. This is not new this year, but the movement of the kickoff line, the fact that almost everybody can put it in the end zone now, resulting in a touchback. I understand why they did it, but it certainly is made for a much more boring game, I think, Danny. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, again, Murph, you know, you get, I give you a great example of those. 50%, it was almost 50%. I think there were 2,600 kickoffs last year, somewhere in that range. I don't have it in front of me. And 1,305 were returned. So really, it's a 50-50 proposition as it appears now. Early in the season, that is true. But I give you a great example in the Super Bowl. Okay, and I don't know who's going to win that game last year, Denver and Seattle and all this and all that. But Denver had all those touchbacks in the regular season. You know, you get into Giant Stadium, you know, where they play the Super Bowl, and that second half kickoff isn't going to be a touchback because of the conditions, because of the weather, because of the time of year it's played. And what did Seattle do? They take it the distance on them. So again, it's different, you know, just in, same in your division, you know, at your home there, same with us, Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Those aren't automatic touchbacks as the season goes on. So you got to be aware and alert, and you got to keep practicing it. But it's about 50% if you look up the facts.
Huh. Danny Smith on the line with us for just another more minute. He's the special teams coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 20 years in the NFL, Danny. Most of that time coaching special teams. What is it about special teams that you like the most, and why was that your niche coaching in the NFL?
You know, I had some decisions to make along the way. You know, I coached defensive backs for 2 years. I coached tight ends for 2 years. And I've had some decisions to make along the way, and I've chosen special teams. Murph, I want to coach them all. I really do. I want to coach as many guys as I can coach. I would probably have a hard time being a quarterback's coach and sit in a room all day with three people and those kind of things. So I like really being a part of it. I like addressing the team. I like, you know, getting a group of guys, you know, with a common goal and putting our stuff out there. So it's always been what I wanted to do, and I'm glad I chose it and been able to make a nice living off of it, which I've certainly enjoyed.
Well, the league is better off having you there, Danny. And you were not only a good coach, but a pretty good recruiter. You took a kid out of Pittsburgh, Mark Kelso, and brought him to William & Mary, right? You made a player out of him.
Yeah. Hey, Mark couldn't walk and chew gum when we recruited him out of Pittsburgh. So you got that right, and you make sure he hears that. We did make a player out of him, because he didn't know what the heck he was doing when he showed up that first day.
Mark will be here tomorrow. I'll be sure to pass that along to him. Hey, Danny, thanks. It's always great talking to you, Danny. Thanks very much.
Great. You're a great man. I enjoy you. And I'll see you Saturday night.
We'll see you there Saturday night. Danny Smith, one of the all-time
greats.
Just a great guy. The Bills' former special teams coach, 2001 through 2003. Then he went on to the Washington Redskins when Greg Williams went to the Redskins. Danny outlasted them all. 9 years there with the Redskins on a couple of different staffs. And now he's here, his second year here at home with the Pittsburgh Steelers as their special teams coordinator. He's got good teams here with Sean Sweezum, the kicker. They're trying to sort out their punting issues. They have Adam Podlish, the Pittsburgh, New York native, on the roster, but I believe he is physically unable to perform and probably will not be good to go on Saturday night against the Bills. But they'll be all right with Danny Smith coaching. They'll be all right. Yeah, he recruited my broadcast partner, Mark Kelso, from, I believe, North Hills High School here in the Pittsburgh area, to William & Mary. Now, I'm going to believe that Mark was a little bit better athlete than Danny Smith just gave him credit for being, but certainly William & Mary, and good football program down there, smaller college football program, and Danny Smith and his crew did a good job with him. So it's always great to catch up with Danny Smith. He still has that big plug of bazooka bubble gum in his cheek, and is still out there with that same gravelly voice giving instructions to special teamers now for the Pittsburgh Steelers.